until 8:30. This is Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
Good morning.
On 882 6PR.
Thank you, Roscoe. Steve Mills, Basil Zemplis. Monday public holiday 9221 882. You can get involved in the program at any time. 39 today, 24 degrees right now.
Uranium mining in this state, you'd say, okay, well, it's going to create some ability for us to be able to use nuclear power, etc. But mm-hmm. do we really want that in our own backyard? Now, we were tipped off that there's some angst, if you like, with some of the traditional owners of the land in that area, that they just don't want a uranium mine operating in their backyard. So apparently tomorrow they're going to be appealing before the state, and whether they get any success will be dependent on how the state actually views whether they've got a case. Mia Pepper is with Nuclear Free Campaigner with the Conservation Council of WA and joins us. Good morning to you, Mia.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Just explain how this all works. Where is the mine proposed? My understanding is it's up in the Northern Goldfields. Is it near Wiluna?
Yeah, that's right. It's just southwest of Wiluna, in a place, that's pretty special to the Dewa people. And, there's a proposed uranium mine there. The EPA recommended that the project not be approved because it couldn't meet principles of the Environmental Protection Act, and the company then appealed it. The appeals process then found that, the EPA is right, this project doesn't meet the principles of the environmental laws, in that it would make several species extinct. The minister at the time, Albert Jacob, agreed with the appeals office, but then approved the mine anyway, knowing that it didn't meet the objectives of the Act and knowing that it would likely cause extinction of multiple species. So we've taken that decision to court.
Right, so the traditional owners of the land, they're impacted by this as well?
Well, yeah, they are. Yaliri, in the local language of the Dewa people, it means to weep, to cry, and it's known to those people as a place of death.
Right.
So it's an area that you don't touch, and there's a strong sense of responsibility about protecting that area and also keeping that uranium where it is.
So what about the argument, though, that's going to add to the treasures of the state? In other words, it creates employment and wealth for the state, which might actually be passed on to the people that live in that area?
I think, at some point we've got to look at what are the long-term costs and what are the real benefits. And we're talking about really only a few hundred jobs for about 10, 15 years, where an area will then become permanently polluted. And we're, as the EPA found, likely to lose several species forever. So, they're short-term benefits, and those benefits are questionable anyway, right, given the state of the nuclear industry and the uranium price.
How many people live out that way, as a matter of interest?
There's a few stations out that way where they're still running cattle, and to the east there's a proposed national park. But around Wiluna and Leonora, there's, a few thousand people. But the traditional owners, they've got a long connection, and they still visit and
but
work.
The actual part of where the mine is hardly anyone lives there, to be honest. I mean, Leonora's a long way from Wiluna.
I mean, you could say that about most of the state. It's, we've got a big landmass, and it's some pretty special country.
Right.
But within the immediate vicinity, there's not a community.
We had a rumour, Mia, that some of the traditional owners might actually be in town tomorrow to make their point. Is that true?
That's right, yes. There's three traditional owners who are part of the court case, and they'll be visiting to go into court and hear what happens.
All right, well, thank you for helping us out with that. And we appreciate your time on a public holiday Monday to take our call. Have a good day.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Mia Pepper there, Nuclear Free Campaigner with the Conservation Council of WA. I mean, I'm a believer in uranium mining. I always have been. And I kind of think, I mean, they know the area they're talking about, and the traditional owners of the land would be the only people, other than maybe a handful of station owners, that would live up that way. So it's in an isolated area. But they're saying, hey, if it was your backyard, how would you like it? And I think all of us are saying, yeah, we would love it, as long as it's not in my backyard. So you've got to prove that there's safeguards, and they're saying that it was no safeguards for everyone concerned, and therefore the mining shouldn't go ahead.